Sharabadara. Alalangiri Sharabatata Shanalara Diri Girasho. Opa parat kitia paralitia dara kitisha patara. Ella karachara patati diri gera shal larka patata. O kitisha patara. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now what Darren was doing just then, he uses his tongue and he uses his lips and he uses his teeth that he speaks English with, and he forms those words. He keeps talking, only he just turns off his English, and another beautiful prayer language comes forth. So I encourage you not just to open your mouth and think that Holy Spirit is going to move your lips and your tongue. It's you who mechanically moves your lips and your tongues, and Holy Spirit will bring something out from the innermost recesses of your very spirit. And right now I'm going to sing in the spirit, because that's the most common way that I pray, and you'll see two different ways of doing this. Idabasa morekiri makamaki O le maka I amasa O rebe ki iribo ko malala maka I kosoma ke kira mako reinama. Hallelujah.
Oh, Barbara, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. You know, frequently I hear you sing in tongues while you're playing at the piano, or maybe you're with your Bible down in the kitchen and you're praying, or you drift off into singing in tongues, and some of you might even start humming.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden words, and it may just sound real strange to you, and it's called a strange tongue.
That's
in the Word.
That's right, it is.
It's not something your intellect's going to easily accept, so you have to set that aside, but you will become very familiar with Holy Spirit's presence and with Him praying through you. And I'll tell you, folks, today in such a complex, scary world, we need something that's above the emotions of the day, above the fear, above all the predictions that we hear on secular television and radio, and even in some Christian, quote, Christian programs. We need God to speak through us and bring to peace our environment and what's going on in our lives. And when I get a call on the telephone, it's one that's kind of disturbing, I'll immediately go into tongues. Or if I'm frightened on the highway, and I drive a lot of miles in Denver every day, sometimes I drive 150 miles in Denver, some days I've driven more than that. Well, that is not always without some kind of action on the freeway. We've almost been run over, run into, rear-ended, you know, sideswiped and on, but you know, when I get in a great squeeze, Holy Spirit, and instantly prays through me.
That's right. And sometimes we can't even get English words out, so we just let the Spirit speak through us.
Right. And in fact, sometimes it comes out faster than I could even say, oh, Jesus.
That's right. Absolutely.
But it's a great comfort to know that Holy Spirit is there as a comforter, as a protector, as a teacher. He's a great teacher.
Yes.
And of course, I have a teaching background, but sometimes I say, Holy Spirit, I don't understand this. I ask you to give me the revelation, and I'll start praying in tongues. I'll pray for a few moments or a few minutes, and Barbara, I come out with the answer. I mean, I know that He's put it in there, and if I'll relax and stay in His rest, I'll have my answer.
That's right.
Isn't that awesome?
Amen. Now, this is the first tape of a two-tape series, and we pray that you will turn on this second tape and listen, because the second tape, we're going to have tongues and interpretation. So you can realize that you can begin to ask Father God. Now, I'm speaking in tongues now. Hallelujah. Praise God. I hope you're enjoying your tongues. But also, we can ask Holy Spirit for interpretation, and you will receive great edification from interpreting what Holy Spirit has spoken through you.
Well, and one of the reasons we're going to do the second part of this message, excuse me, is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. In fact, I'm going to read that to you now. You know, at the beginning of this message, we talked about tongues, mysteries revealed. Let me read to you verse 2 of chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 14:2. For one who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands, but in his spirit he speaks mysteries.
Praise God. No one understands, but God
I
speaks mysteries.
I love
Hallelujah.
That.
Praise
and
the Lord.
And let me tell you, we need something beyond reason, and all of us know that. In fact, if we could do it through reason, the universities have it figured out, and they don't have, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
we have a way here to pray the mysteries into our lives. So if you have a situation that's just beyond you, and I'm going to tell you, I believe you do. Most everyone does that I know. Or maybe you need a breakthrough in your business. Or you need a change in your occupation. You need to do something else. I mean, you're burned out. Here's a great way to pray in the Spirit, and God will give you the mysteries, and then He will give those to your heart, and then He'll release it to your understanding, and you'll be a whole new person. Well, let's pray today, and we have some great things for you on the second message, so be sure you listen to that one also. Would you like to pray, Barb?
Yes. Thank you, Father, that our friends are finding out that it is easy to speak in tongues.
Amen.
And I thank you, Father, that there is no fear here. A spirit of fear, we just cast you out, and we call you dead. We bring death to you, spirit of fear. There's no spirit of fear in this household that is listening to this tape. And I thank you that with joy they receive all the fullness of Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for these wonderful friends, these great power partners who are supporting Darren in Denver. And I ask, Holy Spirit, that you bless them beyond measure. Open the windows of heaven for them and pour out a blessing they can't contain as they are obedient to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
And I'll just say one more thing to you. One of the reasons you need tongues is the devil can't understand what you're saying. I love that. Well, listen, we love you, and God bless you, and we'll be with you on the next broadcast.